Well, good morning. Good morning. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Isn't it a beautiful morning today? Do you hope something's going to happen today? What kind of things do you hope for? Like, what are you hoping for? Yeah. You want to go where? You want to go over to Abby's? You hope you can go to Abby's? Okay. What do you hope for? What do you want to do? You hope you're going to open some presents?
Yeah.
Oh. I hope the parents heard that one. He wants presents today. I don't know what the occasion is, but he hopes he opens presents today. What do you want to do? What are you hoping to do? You hope to go to Caleb's house? You hope to go to Abby's house? Okay. What are you hoping to do, Anna? You're looking forward to going to see Grandma. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk about that kind of hope, too, okay? Grandma who died. Yes. Other hopes? Do you have a hope? Is it? No, but you're hoping. Yeah. Okay. All right. What are you hoping for? That Mom will let Aaron come over. Okay. All right. There. Do you hope for something? What do you hope for? You hope for your birthday to go? Well, I'll tell you what. I've got hopes too. Starts out a beautiful day today, isn't it? Look at the sun shining through the windows. I hope it stays this nice all day long. Because after the day is over this evening, I'd kind of like to go out in the yard and do some things and maybe go for a walk. Right? But do you think it's going to stay this nice all day? Did anyone hear what the weather's supposed to do today? I wish it would stay that way. I hope it'll stay that way. But just in case, I brought something with me here. What's this?
Umbrella.
Yeah. You ever heard the expression, hope for the best, prepare for the worst? Because sometimes the things that we hope for don't happen, do they? Like, you hope you get to go to Abby's house tonight, but what if something happens and you don't get to go? Or you hope that Aaron can come over, but, you know, things happen sometimes, don't they? And plans change. So what we hope for doesn't always happen. I hope it'll stay nice all day long, but just in case it doesn't, I've got this. Did you hear what Peter said today? Peter said, we have hope. What kind of hope do we have as Christians? Do you know? I think Anna said it a little bit here. Do you know? We have the hope of Jesus Christ, right? And because He died on the cross for us and He rose again, what is the hope that we have? Anna, you said it, didn't you? What do you hope? You hope to see your loved ones again who have died, don't you? And you hope to see Jesus. And you hope to be in heaven. Is that a hope that we are uncertain about? Is that a hope where we say, I hope it'll happen, but maybe it won't? Is that the way we hope for heaven? No, we don't do that. No, when it comes to this hope is sure and it is certain. And why is it so certain? Why do we know we're going to heaven? Is it because of anything we did? Because it's up to Christ to do it, isn't it? He gave His life for us. And He says, you're forgiven. And you can go to heaven because of that. You don't have to wish or maybe think maybe it won't happen. It will happen. We will see our loved ones again, won't we, Anna? Yes, we will. We will be with our Lord in heaven. Our hope is certain. Why do we have hope? Because of Christ, don't we? All right? So, let's pray about that, shall we? Dear Father, you have given us hope in Jesus Christ. Help us never to doubt, but to believe that you will fulfill all of your promises to us and that we will be with you forever one day. In the meantime, Lord, keep us strong in our faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Go on back to your parents. And we'll continue on.